This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It could be. There are a lot of different we's we could be using. The we's here are me, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We are all together to spend some of your Friday time here and spend it well. Now, the we's also could apply to the people who are in France. We don't have Pierre with us, but we have replacing Pierre. No, he can't be really replaced. But in place of Pierre this morning, we have Madame Forceaux. How about that? You can be, Victoria, you can be Madame Forceaux.
Okay.
Madame
this is Pierre. Who am I replacing?
Pierre was played by Rich. He'd like to do his French every once in a while. All right, so the story from France today, the closing of Le Louvre, and both Kara and Victoria are snobs because they've tried to correct my pronunciation of Le Louvre. That was how I was taught how to pronounce it. How do you pronounce it?
I think you got it right.
Le Louvre. There's an R-E on the end of it. Le Louvre. And the Musée d'Orsay en français. How about that? I'm a French poet. Hooray! All right, so here's what's going on over there. For those of you who didn't know, a lot of really bad rains have affected the rain insane is really something to complain about. No, it doesn't work. So there are a lot of people, actually, not a laughing matter. The Seine River has gone over its banks. France, torrential rain this week. Germany, torrential rain this week. Matter of fact, 9 people have been dead, reported dead in Germany, parts of France. The rivers are going over their banks all across France, Germany, and Belgium. A lot of people have been trapped in their homes, cars floating away. The rain just continues. So it's global warming, no doubt, right? The world is coming to an end because of global warming. Well, I think if you went back a little bit to the History of the World Part 1, or which one did Mel Brooks do? History of the World Part 2.
I think he did Part 2.
Yeah, okay. So we'll go back to Part 1, when in fact these sorts of things used to happen all the time. The Bavarians, the Alps, lots of rain there. The levels on the Seine River, not this high since 1910.
It's really freaky when you see the B roll or the footage of it on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
What were you going to say? The B roll?
Yeah.
That's somebody left over from television, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Victoria Keelan.
Victoria Keelan, 9 minutes after she woke up.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. So here is an overview of what's gone on, sort of a news report on what the French president is doing and others because of the rain and the problems that's being caused there for people who live in France and Germany and Belgium.
French President Hollande now saying that parts of France are in a state of natural catastrophe, something that will allow national funds to be released more quickly to the victims who have suffered some substantial losses. Whole villages, in fact, have been evacuated. Thousands of people are living outside of their homes now. And that state of natural catastrophe may also help them get quicker reimbursement from their insurance companies. The rains have not stopped. The floodwaters continue to rise in many parts of France, including Paris, where the Seine is expected now to crest at about 6 meters. That's nearly 20 feet above the normal level. Precautions are being taken here in the city. For example, the Louvre Museum is going to be closed on Friday so that workers can remove valuable works of art from basement levels and bring them up to higher ground. The parks are being closed because there's worry about some of the trees, their roots become fragile with the amount of water that has come down. And people are being warned not to park their cars deep in car garages, in the parking garages, because the fact is that there could be floodwaters come in and inundate not only the cars, but maybe trap people inside.
What do you bet some of the most famous artwork in the world that's in the Louvre will disappear during its removal?
Oh, you think?
Oh, are you kidding? This is a movie in the making here.
I was going to say, it is very Thomas Crown, isn't it?
Yeah,
there does seem to be a space for a heist.
Jason Statham chasing the bad guys.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Who else? Maybe, I wonder how he would
or
be.
This is Ocean's 14.
Yeah. Literally. As well as figuratively. All right, so anyway, the situation in France isn't dire, but it's not good. It's one of the things that happens as things change on the planet. Things are changing all the time. And so this is just an example of it, and it takes its toll. If there weren't any people here or any buildings, nobody would pay any attention, right? What a brilliant statement that is, Doug. Thank you very much. There weren't any people here, and there weren't any buildings.
If a river floods and no one sees it, did it really flood?
Is it really wet? Right. That's a good way of looking at it. All right, so 13 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Friday Good Day program. Did you know that professional and Olympic athletes swear by Super Beats? Super Beats improves their stamina. Super Beats improves their endurance. Imagine what Super Beats can do for you. Boosts your energy all day long. Kara and Victoria are on to this now. All right, Kara, you got your stuff, right? Did Richie give you some Super Beats? He's supposed to have. If he hasn't, we'll give him 40 lashes.
Steal his stash.
40 lashes. Yeah. Sounds like it's in the works. I'll have to sneak into his office later.
Yeah, he does have it in his office. I know he does. So you can get yourself mixed up. And you know what? It'll help you get rid of your cold. Because the blood, and this is very simple. The premise here is extraordinarily simple. Super beets made from non-GMO beets that are cooked, then dried, and then powdered. Put the Super Beats into a canister, and then you take a teaspoon every day, put it in a 4-ounce glass of water, and you drink it. I do it in the afternoon. Yesterday I had late morning workout and did it then. Doing it in the morning sometimes is good, but the better way to start the day is with a related product that comes to the same folks that make Super Beats. And in fact, it is the same amount of Super Beats, only it's crystallized in the Neo 40 capsule. So you take that in the morning. That's what I do early in the morning, 4-ish. I'll take one of those, and it sort of wakes me up. Why do I need that? Because I, as Victoria has just suggested, and everybody else who's on early in the morning needs to be up and at it. So you will be, if you have to be up and at it, and you've relied on coffee or a monster drink for the past however many years, you can toss all that stuff aside and use Super Beats instead. Super Beats and Neo 40. Neo 40 capsule with the Super Beats on it. You put it in your mouth, this crystalline sort of is quickly dissolved and absorbed into your system, so it gives you that really good, in a most positive way, jolt, a start. So your heart, your circulation, your blood pressure, all affected amazingly well all day long with Neo 40 in the morning, and then Super Beats later in the day. Beets are chock full of powerful health-enhancing nutrients, as well as an abundant source of heart-healthy nitrates. They open up your veins and arteries, getting that blood all around your body, to your brain, to your muscles, to every aspect of your body. Everything is better because you're using Super Beats. So, with that recommendation, how about you get yourself into action? If you've never tried Super Beats before, I'll make sure you get 4 months' supply for the price of three by calling 800-655-4183. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffens. You want that 30-day free supply of Super Beats, and you'll get it when you have your first order. Help yourself. Get the book, too. Beat the Odds and free shipping. Mention Doug again when you call 800-655-4183. May I give it to you one more time so you have it, and you can make that move to greater health and riches beyond your wildest dreams, because it'll propel you into success. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move and Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
That power drill you bought in 96 is working about as awesome as a 20-year-old drill should, meaning not so awesome. So trade it in at Napa and get a $25 instant rebate toward a new DeWalt cordless drill kit. There's only one word to describe instantly getting $25 off a new DeWalt drill, and that word is awesome. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Trade-in rebate may vary. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
All right, we have 18 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, Friday, June the 3rd. The charts for the week, this is sort of the subtext of conversation on this program during the Friday get-together, because we're always interested in my collaboration with the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com and see what the big issues of the week have been on standard news talk radio programs, the standard fare, if you will. This does not reflect necessarily what we've talked about on this program, because I don't always follow. I'm not looking to be a chart buster here. But I do like to bring in the relevance of what Talkers does as far as research is concerned. So in terms of where all of this stuff is, a lot of sports talk conversation, the Prince story, and it's the medical community saying what the cause of his death was. I have a little more information on that in a few minutes. Problem with the economy in South America, especially Brazil, as they prepare for the upcoming Olympics. Wow, what a mess that's going to be. And 7 is Zika. So we got 7 and 8 focused on South America. The number 6 item is the murder-suicide at UCLA. Number 5, Putin is threatening the Europeans. So, you know, it's just so much talking, hooey. The battle against Daesh. Number 4, a lot of really horrible mayhem there this week in the Middle East. The gorilla case, number 3. Mrs. Clinton, number 2. And Donald Trump, number 1. That's basically... Mrs. Clinton comes out second yet again. You got to wonder where all of that is going to go. Don't you really kind of wonder what the story is here? I'm looking at all the ads. You've seen these. No matter where. I have 14 different sources of news input that are on my computer. And I look at the New York Times, the Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, Boston Globe, Boston Herald. They're always on these sites, especially the voter polls. And then there's an ad on the side of the Washington Post. I'm a Hillary voter. Add my name to the list. Using the social media stuff and news of these news sites for advertising. Vote for me. I'm great. For morning.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Staff and Good Day program coming up on 24 after the hour. The musical portion of this hour focused at least in part on the passing of Prince yet once again. So it does appear that his death was caused by an overdose of opioids. And opioids can be defined, can't they, Victoria, in any number of ways. Heroin is an opioid, but I didn't find anywhere that he was addicted to heroin.
No, the prescription painkillers, which are in the opioid category.
Right, yeah.
Which means they're highly addictive, just like heroin would be.
Right. So he was using fentanyl, which is an opioid, and that's what killed him. It was a self-administered dose. So he didn't know that he was doing this to himself? Is that possible for somebody to not know?
It sounds like he knew he was addicted to it, and that's why they had that drug counselor who had been scheduled to visit him the day after he died.
Yeah. So he only weighed 112 pounds when he passed? Woof.
This is going to be a dumb question, but I'm not great at math. It said he was 63 inches tall. How tall is that?
That's 5'3".
Okay. Well, 5'3" and 112 pounds is not crazy.
No. Little guy. Sure had powerful presence, though. Whoa, man, heavens.
He had the hip surgery because of all the heels that he wore all those years. And he did splits in heels.
Yeah. No, thanks. I was at the gym yesterday. I'd have a hard time with that sort of Splitsville stuff. But he's so skinny. I have thick legs, and it's hard to do that sort of stuff, I think, when you have thick legs. The death of Prince ruled an accidental suicide, huh? How do you do that?
Accidental overdose.
Overdose, right.
Yeah.
Fentanyl toxicity. This is a prescribed painkiller. So is the doctor who prescribed these in jeopardy, a la the Michael Jackson death? Or is this...
I think this is a drug dealer.
This guy's clean. A drug dealer?
I think this is a dealer, yeah. This is
really?
This is, yeah, you can buy all these pills from dealers and, you know, in the black market, and I think that's where he was getting them from. Because a doctor wouldn't have given him this amount. You would hope. And then again, there's Conrad Murray, and you never know.
Yeah, that's what I said,
yeah. The scary thing is he also had Dilaudid pills. Are you familiar with Dilaudid?
No,
Dilaudid is... I had a very painful procedure last year, and the morphine didn't work, and then they switched me to Dilaudid. And it is so powerful as a painkiller, and it knocks you so loopy that I needed it at the time, but thank God I never needed it after the procedure because it is so powerful. And if he was taking it in pill form, I can't even imagine how whacked out it must have been. Ugh. No, I didn't go home with it. No, I had an anesthesia.
I think you could take
like
one
anesthesia
and thing. Then see, take it and then see how you were on the air. I think that'd be kind of a fun thing.
You would not want to see that.
No, really? Okay. All right, other news from the world of music. Taylor Swift and the rumors about why her boy pal Calvin Harris dumped her. Yet another... She's not dumping these people. The people are dumping her. He was intimidated by her success. Is that what happens to all these people that get connected to her? He said he was intimidated by Taylor Swift, which is why he would not attend any events where she was being honored. He never went to award shows unless he was nominated. What an egotistical ass.
Yep.
But he can't handle it. He's 32.
The most successful DJ in the world. He could have, you know, put up with it. Maybe it's an excuse.
I think that's a... Yeah. Listen, Taylor is an independent young woman. One of her friends said she realizes it takes a very secure man to handle her success. What's the matter? Well, I don't say what's the matter. A lot of people are like that, insecure, so, you let it go. It goes where it goes. So he's not the right guy. That's the only thing to carry over this. Not the right guy. Next, move on. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Find your center. And here's a hint. It's not in other people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The center of who you are is within. That might sound pretty obvious, or does it? How many times have you placed your sense of peace or happiness in the hands of others? How many times have you expected others to act and speak in a certain way, and then were let down when they didn't? The bottom line is, we have all, at least at times, put our happiness in the hands of others. Still, time and again, none of us has found lasting happiness. But peace and happiness are not things we find outside of ourselves. To find peace, which I really believe is the ultimate goal for all of us, we have to find our center. To do that, we need to go inward. There are certainly ways to find your center, and if you're interested, visit drchristianconti.com.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. #1 in
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's the Good Day program. I'm here with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen with today's good news. Tom Brady is in the good news category today. There are actually a couple of different stories from Beantown here, my hometown. Tom Brady made a surprise appearance at the annual Kelly for Ellie breast cancer benefit in Boston this week. He spent the night signing footballs. I wonder if they had, were they full of air? They have these footballs, were they fully inflated or not? Anybody check that out?
I don't know. It's a good question. Right.
So the guests who were there donated $1,000 to this cause, Kelly for Ellie. And he was dressed down in a sweatshirt, khakis, and black-rimmed glasses. I cannot believe that people are that interested in this guy or anybody, to the point that the coverage of the story would include what he was wearing.
But you know what? I saw a picture of him. He looks like Clark Kent handsome in glasses, and I've never seen him in glasses before. So I think in a room full of women, they're going to notice. That's a detail that you tell your friends.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Yeah, it's a deflated football.
If he ripped his shirt open and it said S, you would believe it.
Oh, really?
I'm not a huge Tom Brady fan. I don't really care either way. But when you look at him in these pictures, you're like, wow, what a handsome guy. And a nice guy, too.
Really?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah.
He didn't have to give up his Wednesday night.
But you know what? What else has he got to do? There's no football going on. Come on. What's he doing?
He has a family.
So what?
He could be home with his supermodel wife and his children.
Nah. He could be, if he was really smart, he'd do this every day. That's right. If I were somebody of that stature, and I had that much free time on my hand, you got 4 months at least, you didn't have to go back and do anything until, what, July, next month, start training.
Well, I guess the first four games, he still has to sit out.
Oh, okay, so even more reason for him to go and help events. I'm not by any means belittling this or him, but what I say is a lot of people, it just depends on your own personal consciousness. I'm just saying what I would do if it were me, because I like being busy and active. So if I had the notoriety that he does, and if I were in the financial category that he was, and I had free time, I would certainly spend a lot of it on my farm, for sure, but I'd be more involved in things like this. This is not what we expect, but after all, if it weren't for the people who support guys like Brady and go to the games and get all excited about what the news media coverage is, these people would, what would they be doing? This guy would be selling peanuts at the circus.
He'd be playing in the stadium, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Or he'd be playing in Canada.
There's a part of, well, but doing something else. So there's a part of this that's called give back. And there's not any bit of criticism here whatsoever. It's just an idea. And I'm just, what is it? I'm just saying that it would be nice if these people who are successful because they're good at something and people pay attention to the fact that they're good at something, if I were the stature of Rush Limbaugh in terms of audience and finances, I would go every day to some station and pay attention to what's going on in that community, do something to help, and give back and give thanks that I had the opportunity. This is all this is doing is saying, thank you. That's what it is. Thank you. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to play football, be on the radio, do whatever it is that you do well. And here is what I think I ought to do to help you. You've helped me, so now I'm helping you. So this evening, benefiting the Ellie Fund, it was created, by the way, this Ellie Fund back in the 90s. It supports services for breast cancer patients, the stress that allows their focus to be on their family and their recovery and not on what's actually going on in their body. So it's actually quite a well-suited, this is, his audience is women. The guys like to go watch the quarterback. But as you just said, Victoria, in a way that made it very dramatic, women love this guy. Women want to go watch him and others strain their muscles on the football field through those tight pants. That's what they want to see.
Well, I think that it's of all the charities that he could have picked on any given night, I think it's really nice that he did highlight breast cancer awareness.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people criticize the NFL when they wear pink and they say, oh, well, you know, they don't really care about the issues of breast cancer. And it shows that he really does. So
some of them probably do, some of them probably don't.
Right.
But and don't get stuck on there. A lot of reasons to support this. It happens to be something that's affected me in my life with two members of my family having gone through it. And so I'm close and careful, but I don't support the Susan G. Komen Foundation because it's a fraud, in my opinion. But there are plenty of other groups like this group in Boston. The more local, here's a tip. In my experience, the more local the charity, the better run it is going to be, because the local charity is going to have more scrutiny than the national ones. It's pretty much that simple. So be careful.
And when it's more grassroots, then you don't have CEOs who are collecting these massive salaries for running a nonprofit.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. It makes the point. All right. Here's another one. Florence in Massachusetts. The story of Robbie.
Massachusetts this week.
I don't know. Hopefully not fluoride. Robbie yeah. Richardson's a 5-year-old, lives in Quincy, Massachusetts. Some people say Quincy. He's a driver. Well, he drives a little car around
car.
The things
yeah.
that you pedal by yourself. He was with his father this week. He knows the rules of the road, apparently. His father's name is Michael, and Robbie's dad and Michael were driving, Michael decided he was in a hurry, and he ran a red light. So Robbie, when he got home, picked up the phone and dialed 911.
911,
Dakota, what's your emergency?
Daddy went past a red light.
Yeah?
My daddy went past a red light. He had a black truck, and it was in the brand new car, my mommy's car.
Yeah? And what happened?
And he had to go to the car wash, and then he went past the red light.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Is he home right now?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Quincy Police.
Oh, no, I'm just going to apologize. I'm my 5-year-old son.
Just want to let us know you ran a red light.
Oh, no. I apologize.
No problem. As long as everything's all set.
Yeah, no, we're good. Thank you.
All right, have a good night.
There he is.
All right.
I love
send the guy a ticket. My God, what is all this?
In the background laughing.
Of course.
Daddy ran a red light.
This is kind of funny, isn't it?
Well, the
okay.
kid's smart, and you know,
yeah,
apparently, I saw an interview with the dad, and he didn't run a red light, he made a right turn on a red.
Right.
So, and then which Robbie said, if you run the red light, I'm going to call the police, and the father didn't believe him, but Robbie was true to his word.
A little crumb grabber. All right, so here's the latest on, this is good news. But I guess it depends on how you look at it. I would consider this to be good news. Changes in life expectancy. This week, we paid a lot of attention to white people. That was the story. White people's lives are actually shorter. But black people and Hispanic people have an extension. Their lives are lasting longer. American mortality, and remember now, America is no longer basically a white Christian nation. It just isn't. Like it or not, you can blame all of them. If you don't like it, it makes you uncomfortable. Whatever it is the truth that we are no longer just a white Christian nation. We have a lot of other religions. We have a lot of people who are black and Hispanic and folks coming from all over the world. And so that's changed the mortality table. And so there are fewer deaths per 100,000 people from car accidents. That's good news. Fewer deaths from cancer. That's good news. And there have been significant progress. There's been significant progress made in driving down the death rate from heart disease. So that's good news. And it has affected, apparently, Hispanics and non-whites more than it has affected white people. So basically what I'm giving you here is a reason to celebrate, or at least to understand that if you are white, the reason that you're dying is because you're not living a good, healthy life. White people are abusing themselves more than non-white people are abusing themselves. That's what I get out of this survey. Medical care in old age has made people live longer, but not better. In my lifetime, the amount of time that white men spend on the planet has increased 2 years plus. So my father lived to be 91. So I guess under this table, I could live to be 93 in an average sense. So let's see, how many more years of the Good Day program does that carry? You want to figure it out? we'll go from there. And
24 years.
There you go. Yep, there you are.
How old I am.
Oh, happy birthday. one of the other things that's affecting this table is the number of overdoses. We're talking about Prince and how he overdosed. And in a sense, he committed suicide. He didn't know that's what he was doing, but that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so so the number of white people dying of heart disease and cancer and strokes and pneumonia and aneurysms and hypertension and liver disease and Alzheimer's and suicide down among non-whites. Among whites, it's up. That's why white people are not. It stopped. That two-year growth that I just told you about that happened in my lifetime stopped. No longer are people in the last since. Let's see, from the years 2000 to last year, basically the increase has stopped. A lot of self-destructive behaviors killing thousands of white people. Apparently the blacks and Hispanics are smarter than the white people. In terms of, I've seen, you know, maybe what's really different here, frankly, is that there are so many changes. So the blacks and the Hispanics have had much shorter lifespans than have white people, and now because, for whatever the reason, they're living better, even though they're eating the same foods, they're living longer on that. But that shows you how bad their diets must have been before, because they're eating a lot of fast food, and their lives are better, in a sense, and white people are eating more fast food, and their lives are getting worse. So that is an interesting comparative, frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let me focus on payday loans here for a moment. The payday loan industry, man, what a bunch of sharks. People who borrow $500 on these payday loans owe $575 a month. After a month, they borrow the $500. A month later, they owe $575. The annual percentage rate for people who borrow money from a payday loan joint is 391%.
Whoa.
According to a survey done by the New York Times. Mainstream banks can't do this sort of lending, and about a dozen states have set rate caps on these companies. But still, even with that, the average national rate of return for payday loan companies is 391%.
And now these are people taking advance on their paycheck?
They make the mafia look good, these people.
This is an advance on your paycheck, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Okay.
Right. Yeah. You got to bring your check in. This is a study done, guidelines out now from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This is a watchdog agency set up in the wake of banking legislation to watch banks. But they don't necessarily watch these payday loan places.
Right.
Or others, where people who don't really understand the economy. They know they don't have enough money to go get groceries, so they go in and they borrow money against their paycheck, and they bring the paycheck in, and they still owe money. If you make $500 a week and you borrow $500 and you bring the $500 in the next week, you still owe them $75.
Mm.
Right?
It's terrible.
Isn't that something else? Wow.
But they're private businesses, and they can charge
yes,
as they want, right?
That's exactly right. Yep, that's how it works. Yes. There's a proposed federal rule that may render millions of Americans helpless if they're in need of short-term credit between paychecks. Here's some more on what we've been talking about.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has proposed regulations that could cut off access to credit for millions of Americans who use small-dollar loans to manage a budget shortfall or unexpected expense. Dennis Schall is with the Community Financial Services Association of America, or CFSA.
The rule is a staggering blow to millions of consumers and thousands of small businesses across the country. Consumers will be left without a financial lifeline, and thousands of businesses, many of them small businesses, will be forced to shut their doors and lay off their employees.
Dennis Schall says this rulemaking process is based on a biased view of payday loans and how consumers use these products.
The CFPB has conducted a faulty rulemaking process from the start, relying on flawed data and research from industry critics. The proposed rule also fails to distinguish between legal licensed lenders and those illegal, unregulated lenders who operate outside the purview of the law.
For more information, go to CFSAA.com. That's Newsbreak from the CFSA.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Time on the program, 53 minutes after the hour. Time for us to, when I say us, I mean collectively me, Doug, and Victoria and Kara, to actually put the onus on Victoria here. The top five technology stories. Actually, what we have, ladies and gentlemen, so that it sounds good, we have the top 10 talk, wait a minute, the top 10 tech talk topics of the week. But because we don't have time, because it'll take me about half the time to say the top, these are the top 10 talk tech topics of the week. We've cut the list in half so that I can say that one more time with feeling. The top 10 tech talk topics of the week divided in half means we have the top five. And here's the big voice announcer.
Number five.
The CEO of Intel, that's funny, I like the big like voice that. Announcer.
Okay. That big voice announcer, yes.
Intel CEO this week made some waves. He had planned a fundraiser for Donald Trump, and he is a Trump supporter, but apparently he had to scrap the fundraiser because there was dissension amongst the ranks of employees at Intel who do not support Donald Trump, especially the women. The female employees are not supporting Donald Trump, and so
West
they scrapped the fundraiser.
West Coast liberals that work in those tech parks, come on. Okay, so that was that. And so now we move to number four.
Number four.
Another big story this week, women in tech. We talked this week about coding with Klossy. Carly Kloss, the supermodel, has a new coding program. Coding for girls. There's summer camps around the country that are starting up, making sure that women have a future in tech businesses. And this is, the numbers haven't quite caught up yet, but they're aiming at the new generation of young girls and hoping that by the time they reach college age and beyond, that they will be equally matched with the number of men in coding, which
really?
Is huge. Yeah, that's huge.
Cool. Yeah. Yep. All right. Number three.
Jeff Bezos, the Amazon CEO, thinks that we need to build industrial zones in space to house all of our factories and industrial complexes. He wants everything in space in order to save the planet. He believes that that is the answer to saving planet Earth.
Have
and
you
its
looked
environment.
Out? And, have you looked at the amount of trash there is? Circling the globe.
I know.
You better send a garbage collector up there first to clean up space. Yes.
Exactly.
Number
That's
two.
His big idea.
Number two.
Elon Musk, who has been in the news a lot lately with Tesla, they're opening the new Tesla factory next month. It's going to be ready. Elon Musk says, we've also talked about Google and self-driving cars. He says Google will not be competition for Tesla. However, he truly believes that Apple will. So that's kind of a slam on Google, but and it's an endorsement for Apple.
Apple car and the Tesla car, the future.
Yes.
Driving an Apple. So the Apple car will be filled with all kinds of gadgets. The iPhone will be in the dashboard. Mm-hmm. The iPad will be in the dashboard. The Mac laptop will be in the dashboard. You can do everything from your dashboard.
Yeah. I suspect that this is maybe... I think that he might want to partner with Apple.
I was going to say, there's a collaboration here.
There has
That's
to
what
be.
He's talking
yeah.
about. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
All right. Number one. Okay, big time.
Airbnb has been in the news a lot over the last few years. Renting your apartment or your house out, depending where you live, has become illegal in a lot of places. And so Airbnb has decided to step in and try to contain the situation by adding a new feature to the app called Airbnb.com/neighbors. Now, this is for neighbors who live near people renting from Airbnb. This is now where Airbnb wants you to send all of their complaints. Instead of calling your local government or the city agency in New York City, you call 311 to complain, and every city has something like that. So Airbnb says, just come to us. We'll contact the hosts immediately. If anyone's throwing late-night parties, if they're making too much noise, disturbing the peace, then Airbnb says they want to take a more active role in controlling the hosts and the experience, which is big for them because it's kind of risky for them to try to play both sides. But this is their new venture, and they've put a lot of money into the company and into the app, so it's in their best interest to make sure the neighbors stop complaining.
Yeah, I mean, this is almost like policing yourself, which probably is a smart way of doing this sort of thing, as you suggested. Mm-hmm. I have not had any experience. My daughter loves Airbnb. They use it all the time wherever they are traveling, whether it's in this country or around the world.
Mm-hmm.
In some cities, as you suggested, these things are becoming illegal. It kind of reminds me of the same thing that's going on with Uber and with the Link. What's the other? Lynx? L-Y? Something. There's another company.
Oh, Lyft.
Lyft, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they put the current business model to shame because they're better than... in a lot of different ways, and that gets people upset as well. So if you're in a hotel and there's a big racket in the room next to you, what do you do about that? You call downstairs at the desk and tell them to tell the guy next door to shut up, please. Good thoughts.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.